This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
So many shows.
I know you guys seen me in the movies, but the money's gone.
So little time.
Start the timer, please.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, February 20th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Vanessa Williams has maximized the joint slay of two ruthless magazine editors as she joins Elton John's The Devil Wears Prada stage musical in the role of Miranda Priestly, 18 years after popularizing a similarly nefarious editorial queen, Wilhelmina Slater, at the center of ABC's beloved comedy series Ugly Betty. The production announced Monday that the Tony Award-nominated performer will star as Priestly in the West End edition of the show, which features a score by John. Williams boards the show after receiving glowing reviews for her work on Ugly Betty as Slater, the cutthroat head of the fictional Mode magazine, a character that ultimately brought Williams three Emmy nominations for her performance that aired between 2006 and 2010. The 60-year-old earned a Tony nomination for her work in Into the Woods, atop other stage credits ranging from Kiss of the Spider-Woman, Sondheim on Sondheim, and Showboat to Anyone Can Whistle. For more on that story, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number three.
It's time. And no, I'm not trying to explain what's happened in today's number three pick. I mean, it's time for the season two finale of Quantum Leap. Tonight's two-hour finale sees Raymond Lee's Ben jump back to 1974 and into the body of a Baltimore firefighter who's battling a raging inferno. There, he also finds Hannah and her son Jeffrey, and he'll have to save them from the fire before he can save their relationship. In the second part, Ben jumps to just 2 years later and finds himself as a stock car racer, only this time it isn't a normal mission. He's going to have to save Quantum Leap itself. Here's a preview.
Ben is still out there, and I am not going to leave him behind.
Hannah!
Ben!
It's time to go home, Ben's son.
The two-hour season finale of Quantum Leap starts tonight at 9 on NBC and is available to stream tomorrow on Peacock.
Number two.
If you only know our number two pick from The Hangover and Resident Evil movies, let me tell you, you are missing out. Mike Epps, Ready to Sell Out, is the comedian's fourth stand-up special for Netflix, and the title isn't entirely a joke. Epps spends the special talking about his movie career and what happened to all of his money. Here's a preview.
I know you guys seen me in the movies, but the money's gone. Y'all know... Well, I don't come here. Phoenix, the home of the Witness Protection Program. Black people need two voices in this world. White people don't need two voices. They don't need a black voice for Your mama had two voices.
Yes, I'm gonna call about a $63 bill that was spent, I think, hold for 1 second, man.
Get the up that door! Fellas, when you're in a relationship, you gotta keep on reminding your girl how sexy she is. Cause if you don't, her work husband's gonna tell her. She's coming home happy. She's supposed to be coming home from work sad and tired. That's why you gotta pop up on your girl's job sometimes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Where's she at? You looking for that work husband. That's the first dude that you say to say, you looking for Cheryl? Like, no, I'm looking for you. Come here.
Of course, there's more to the special than Epps just talking about himself and, well, selling out. Epps discusses movies, relationships, and the other little inequities of life. You can watch Mike Epps Ready to Sell Out today on Netflix.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Mike Epps has been in a lot of films, including a surprising number of sequels. Of these three sequels, in which did he reprise his role from the first film in the franchise? The Hangover Part 3, Friday After Next, or Resident Evil Apocalypse? Stick around for the answer, and today's number one pick, What to Watch, will be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
You can stop paging magazines in the waiting room because the doctor is ready to see you. Or rather, you're ready to see the doctor? Our number one pick is the season 7 premiere of The Good Doctor. Now, ABC announced in January that this will be the show's final season, so get ready to bid farewell to Freddie Highmore's Dr. Sean Murphy, the autistic surgeon working at the prestigious San Jose St. Bonaventure Hospital. The season starts as Sean and Leah, played by Paige Sparra, adjust to life as parents with their newborn baby Steve. Sean is ready to head back to the hospital after taking a leave, but of course, his first case involves babies in need of a heart. Here's a preview.
Start the timer, please.
I think that was your fastest yet.
Second fastest.
Steve and I will be fine. Just enjoy your first day back.
I will miss you both.
Are you really gonna ignore Sean and Steve and me forever?
I'm not ignoring you. And he's beautiful.
She's barely taking an ounce, and she seems lethargic.
I'll take her to get checked out. Her blood flow is reduced.
Eden needs a new aortic valve, or her heart failure will get worse.
I would like to join your case.
I'm not sure this is the case where you want to start as a new dad.
It's been almost 2.5 hours.
Now what?
Dr. Murphy, you need to abort this procedure. Sean.
Well, most of the core cast returns in this final installment, including, of course, Highmore and Sparra, as well as Richard Schiff and Christina Chang. However, Hill Harper has left the show to run for Senate in real life, and Brandon Lariquente will no longer be a series regular. The Good Doctor's final season premieres tonight at 10 on ABC, and it will be available to stream tomorrow on Hulu. And finally, today, the answer to our trivia question. In which of these sequels did Mike Epps reprise his role from the first movie in the franchise? The Hangover Part 3, Friday After Next, or Resident Evil Apocalypse? Well, Epps was in both Resident Evil Apocalypse and Resident Evil Extinction, but not the franchise's first film. He was also in Next Friday and Friday After Next as Day-Day, but not the original Friday. So that leaves The Hangover. Epps appeared as Black Doug in both The Hangover and The Hangover Part 3. And that, folks, is it for our show today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
What to watch.